All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the early edition, March edition of Cloud Server Tools. One of the people we do need to hire is someone that can control these boards from the other side, so I'm not tripping over all these wires. I am working on that. All right, so welcome, Scott Hunter. Welcome to the show. We're missing Brady Gaster, son of a bleepity bleep, but we'll get him next time.
Yeah.
So we've got an interesting show today because I think it's the first time we're going to do a demo. We've got some announcements to make, I think, and then we'll talk about a lot of the things that we've got coming up because, like you and I were talking about earlier. See, we got a guest coming on next time to talk DocumentDB. We've got another guest, I think, a month later to talk about SQL Server reporting services. So we got some cool topics coming up. Down the pipe. So this will be really good. So along with our the rest of our awesome stuff like announcements and things like that. So what we can do is let's start off and talk about, you want to do your demo first or you want to make some announcements first?
Let's make the announcements because the demo is part of the announcement.
Okay, cool. So jump right in, and then we'll do that, and then we can follow up with some SQL stuff.
So pretty much the announcement is tomorrow, which is March the 7th,
yep.
We will be RTMing Visual Studio 2017.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
Cha-ching! Been waiting for this day, finally. Yeah.
If you go to visualstudio.com,
okay.
There's a link there where you can actually watch the launch ceremony tomorrow.
So are they, is there a big... Is there a big, kind of the kickoff thing? Are they doing like,
they have an event tomorrow. So there'll be an event where Julia will come out on stage and announce the product.
And then various people from the team, Scott Hanselman,
sweet.
Casey, Maria,
yeah.
Will all come up and show various parts of VS. I know Brian Harry's going to come out later as well and talk about some of the VSTS and TFS stuff.
Sweet.
And then we have some live Q&As and stuff like that all throughout the day tomorrow. So,
okay. What time does that start?
Let me bring up the page and take a look at it.
We'll go to the page and see what he's bringing up.
So I'm just going to visualstudio.com, and you can see, join us online.
So it's a two-day event. Awesome.
And here we go, keynote and demos. I'm looking to see what time it starts at.
Hmm. Is there a...
I think I have to go, oh, there you go. So it's at 8 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time.
Okay.
Keynote, followed by, obviously you can see there, we've got Q&A afterwards.
Yep.
With Julia and John Mont.
Yeah.
Got some mobile stuff, some DevOps stuff, C# productivity, new debugging tips. So pretty full schedule there. There's web development with Mads from the team tomorrow as well. Azure development. Lots of good stuff here.
Just action-packed, sort of a bunch of demos about
today. Yeah, that's action-packed, cool. Detail on all the new features in 2017.
Where are they doing this from?
I am not sure where they're doing it from.
Okay, San Francisco or somewhere.
Like I'm not sure where. But,
okay, but that's still cool. I mean, so this is... kind of a significant big release. Right? We get excited about 2015, but this is 2017 is kind of, I would say, the 2016 of SQL Server type of thing, where just a bunch of new stuff.
Bunch of new stuff. I mean, for me especially, stuff that I am the happiest about is, you know, I've been on the show many times, and we talked about .NET Core.
Yep.
Finally, all of .NET Core is completely RTM'd with this release. The tooling is in Visual Studio 2017. And so for the first time, without having to go download any betas or previews or anything like that, .NET Core is built in the box. Another one, since this is the cloud and server kind of show, I think there's some really cool stuff in VS 2017 for cloud customers, which is being able to build containers. So if you want to do Docker, if you want to do Docker container development, we have built into VS 2017 support for building and running your application inside of Windows containers.
Very nice.
So if you want to take a .NET framework application and convert that into a Docker container, that's built into VS. You can both, you know, debug and run in the container. So for the first time ever, when I'm developing locally, I can actually have a Windows Server Core container on my machine, and I'm actually devving into that container.
Oh, really?
So I'm actually developing on my machine.
In a container.
In the container. Which is also the same thing, you know. So I can, basically, I'm developing inside the exact same environment I would be hosting in.
Yeah.
Normally, you develop on like your local machine, and you publish it to a server. And they're both running different OSs. Now I can actually have the container on my machine and do that. We also have that exact support for .NET Core as well.
Yep.
.NET Core is a little different because it's a cross-platform technology.
Yep.
I can develop in a Linux container. And so even on my Windows machine, if I install the Docker tools for Windows, I can then boot up Linux containers on my Windows machine.
Yep.
And I can build, put breakpoints in it, control F5, F5, all those experiences work totally in VS 2017. And then the final kind of super feature there is I have the ability to publish my containerized applications from Visual Studio 2017 to two things. I can publish to the Azure Container Registry. So if you're building a container application and the output is a container, well, you need to host that somewhere for your production machines to use. What's called a container registry.
Yeah.
So we added that as a service in Azure in November. And so we have a flow in VS that'll publish right to that.
Yep.
And then Azure App Service added a container feature as well, where you can run Linux containers in Azure App Service.
Man.
And so I can publish to the registry. And from the registry, I can get it into App Service. So I can actually, I can build a .NET Core containerized application and publish it up in just a minute or two to App Service, which is, I think,
just phenomenal.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, very cool.
So from a cloud perspective, those are the probably the biggest things.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more kind of cloud feature that I would kind of highlight, which is we also, as part of the 2017 wave, we showed this at Connect in November for the first time.
Yeah.
But we have support for CI/CD container workflows as well.
Really?
So here's how that works.
Okay.
I'm developing locally, and I want to actually have the output of my development be a container. There's an extension that we'll announce tomorrow, and you go and install that extension onto VS 2017. And after you install that extension, you can basically, there's a gesture in Visual Studio that will actually go boot up a VSTS in the cloud for you, and it will set up a full container workflow. And so what that means is, as I commit source code on my machine here, a build will then kick off in the cloud. And so the cloud...
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The cloud will actually...
Do the...
it'll go, hey, I noticed the source code changed. Somebody made a commit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kick a build off. The output of that build will be a container. We'll then run tests against that container. If it passes the test, we'll then push it into a registry for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so...
So all in the cloud.
It's all in the cloud. So it builds all in the cloud. So imagine there's 20 of us as developers. We're all working on this thing together.
Yeah.
We don't have to be building all these containers locally on our boxes and hand copying them up to the cloud. Mm. And so I think the app service is more of the simple container scenario, and the CI/CD flow, which I'm sure Donovan Brown will be demoing tomorrow. It looks like 2 o'clock tomorrow. Donovan's going to demo this. But to me, that's probably the most significant cloud
that's
server
awesome.
And cloud kind of stuff that we have.
It's just getting that hybrid. We keep talking about hybrid, and this just one of these. This is a significant kind of hybrid story, right? Develop locally and. Notice a change, push it to the cloud, and it does everything for you.
Yeah.
Just awesome.
And the big thing there is there's this wizard I was saying that this extension actually brings to Visual Studio. And what the wizard does is sets up all that stuff.
Yep.
You could do that today. You just have to go read a bunch of stuff and write a bunch of scripts. And to me, the one of the goals of the team all up is we want to make Visual Studio and .NET and Azure the best places
to
build cloud, containers, apps.
Right. What does this mean for, because that's just awesome, but what is this, so if I'm a kind of a non-Microsoft-y developer, I mean, does this open for me, right? Is this kind of, or is that kind of a different topic type of thing?
I think that's a different topic.
Okay.
But that said, everything I just described, nothing prevents you from doing some of the same stuff. Let's say I've got one of the people on my team using Visual Studio, and we go and set up the CI/CD workflow.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a developer on a Mac.
Yep.
Once again, you're using VS Code on a Mac.
Yeah.
As soon as you commit code,
same thing.
The same thing will happen. You just need to have one machine with Visual Studio to actually set the flow up today. I would envision in the future where we have that ability to set this thing up, outside of Visual Studio as well.
See, that's just cool.
But that's a pretty cool thing. So if you're, on a Linux machine or a Mac. You can get the same experience and then...
And that's kind of where it's going. If I'm running on a Mac or Linux or whatever, I get that same experience. We start getting these non...
You'll get even more of that experience. So, in November, we shipped the first kind of preview of Visual Studio for Mac.
Yeah.
All these published flows that I'm talking about, you'll see those land in Visual Studio for Mac in the future as well. So, you know, we'll have this pretty awesome set where if you're in Visual Studio for Windows,
yep,
you've got great productivity in Publish. If you're in Visual Studio for Mac, you've got great productivity in Publish.
Yep.
And if you're, you know, a command line junkie on whatever platform you want, we've got great VS Code and great command line experiences for these same things. So you'll just see us continue to push and polish and refine this area. And so I thought I might demo this area.
Yeah, demo, because I have a question to follow up that. But let's jump to the demo. That'd be awesome. I can't wait to see this.
So this is just, I'm running Visual Studio 2017 RTM.
Okay.
Benefit of being inside Microsoft is I get to do this before the public has this thing. I was mentioning before, .NET Core is built in for the first time. So you can see I've got this .NET Core node here on my screen.
Yep.
Do that. Got my .NET Core. And I've got a variety of .NET Core projects I can build here. I've got my console, my class library, my unit test. My ASP.NET Core application. So let's build an ASP.NET Core application. And I'll just stick with the default template here. You'll notice there's this new checkbox down here. Enable Docker support.
So cool.
And so this requires me to have Docker for Windows on my machine.
Yeah.
But once I have Docker for Windows on my machine, I can actually get that Docker support built right in.
And Docker's so, installed by from.
That's you have to go install that yourself. So okay. I've actually let me start it up on my machine.
Okay.
So now that I've started Docker, there's a new version, we'll install it later. You'll now see down here, there's this Docker icon. And if I hover over it, you see it a tooltip saying Docker is starting.
Sweet.
So that's basically booting up Docker on my machine.
Okay.
And once that Docker is up, I can click on that icon and I can choose whether I want to use Windows containers or Linux containers.
Okay. That's awesome.
And so you can just switch between them. So what you can do is do it in Linux mode for a while, and you decide, hey, I want to go back and do a .NET Framework application and do that with, it's pretty slick.
That's cool.
Let's give it a chance to start here. Good, Docker is running. So now I'm ready to go.
Okay.
So let's come over here. I'm not going to click the Docker button here.
Okay.
Because I want to show people that maybe I already have an existing project. You can both do this at project creation time, and you can do it after the fact. And so I'll show it after the fact today. So Visual Studio create my project. This is a ASP.NET core project. And there we go. Now, as I was saying, I could have said I want Docker right then.
Yep.
In this case, I'm not going to do Docker right then. I'm going to wait for this to grab all my NuGet packages. It's good. Now I'm going to right-click on this project. And if I go to add, there you go. Docker support.
Docker support. Right there, so in the I can either context do it menu.
File new.
Yeah.
Or I can do it after the fact. Let's create that. And so what that's going to do is that's going to add the relevant files to my project to make it support Docker. And so if I go look over in my solution here, now I've got this Docker file. And up here I've got my Docker Compose files.
Yeah.
Which is how we actually build and start your VM up.
Yep.
So the first thing we want to show is, great, I've Dockerized my application. And also, let me highlight one more thing too as well, which is, if you look up here at the top, my toolbox, notice that instead of saying start IIS Express, now it's saying Docker. It knows that I've Dockerized my application. So let's do something
here. So it was smart enough to go, okay, prior to adding the Docker, it would have said start IIS. But as soon as you had a Docker, it was smart enough to go, look, we'll start up in
this
Docker.
This is a Dockerized application. Maybe you'd want to start this inside of Docker.
That is so awesome.
If I want to start it somewhere else, if I come over here and make this my default project, it'll switch back to IIS Express.
Yep, okay.
So it depends on what my default project is on what these are.
Right.
Now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to run this application.
Okay.
And when I do that, you're going to see a bunch of Dockery stuff happen here. So you're going to see some stuff scroll through here as we go and run Docker commands telling it to go create this container. So the first time I do this, you're going to pay a little bit of a penalty, meaning that I have to go, it's technically making a VM on my machine.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah. So the first time I run that, it's running all the Docker commands to actually make that VM on my machine.
Yeah.
There we go. Boom.
Boom.
Now I'm actually running in a container now. So if I go, this is web application 13. If I open a command prompt, And I can come over here and say Docker images. You can see that in those brief seconds, there's web application 13.
Oh my goodness.
And you see it's got a 268 megabyte VM. So I went from zero to a VM
in
no time at all.
60 to 90 seconds.
Yeah. So that's pretty
cool.
That
was awesome.
And my app was actually running inside of that VM.
Yep.
Now, even better, I can come back over here. Let's go back to VS, which I look like I closed by accident. We'll go back to VS, and let's open that same project up. Not only can I run in that VM, but as I was saying before, I can set breakpoints. And what we do is we actually will attach the debugger into that, VM. So we have a remote debugger installed as part of that VM image.
So cool.
I can give you that same, you know, develop experience that I would always want to give you. So I'll go into my controller here. Now click over here. Let's put a breakpoint in the view here. And now I'm going to click Docker again. And this time, it's going to boot up a lot faster because it's going to go find out that the actual VM is already running.
Oh, okay. So the initial spins up a VM and then...
That's a one-time cost. Either on Windows or Linux, that's a one-time cost. Boom. There's my breakpoint. So I'm actually running my breakpoint live in a container. So I'm actually developing, as I said before, in that container workflow. And we'll do the final step here. What I'll do now is I'm going to come over here and right-click on Publish. I want to go actually publish my app somewhere. And so notice there's this new Azure App Service Linux preview.
Yeah.
This allows me to publish my container up to App Service.
Oh, my goodness.
So a couple things are going to happen here. We'll give it a second to fill some of this stuff in.
So while it's doing that, can I ask a question about the VM? So it spun up a sort of local VM.
Yeah.
What is the lifetime of that VM? So you stopped the you even killed Visual Studio on accident, but the VM was still going.
The VM is still going. So what I can do is there's a couple things I can do.
Uh-huh.
If I want to go kill the VM,
yep.
If I go and right click on my project and say clean,
yep.
We'll clean it up.
Oh really?
And stop it. If I also want, I can also go to the command prompt.
Yep.
And from the command prompt, I can type Docker processes all. There's my app running.
Okay.
If I want to, I could just say Docker stop 3D to the first couple letters of the ID for it.
Yep.
So I can either stop it from command line or I can stop it from Visual Studio. So we give you all the tools to start and stop those things however you want. You can also delete them. That's the cool thing about these demos.
Yep.
Is I can actually go and build one of these demos, and when I'm done, I can nuke it and the VM and everything's gone. We're not going to do it today. It'd be a fun demo to do on a future show.
Yep.
You know, we announced SQL Server that runs in a container.
Yeah, yes, I would love to see that.
And so a very similar demo to this is I would go modify my Docker my application so it depends on the SQL Server container.
Yeah.
Then what'll happen is when you run your application, we'll pull the SQL Server image down from the cloud.
Yeah.
And once we pull it down, we'll boot both containers up.
That's
nice. And so the cool thing there, I actually did this demo last week. It's amazing. Imagine sitting with somebody. I'm like, hey, I did it on a Mac. So I'm on a Mac,
yep.
And I create a brand new Visual Studio project.
Yep.
command line.
Yep.
And it requires a database. Man, I want a SQL Server. So what I do is I went to Docker Hub and searched for SQL Server. And once you find, in fact, I'll do it here real quick just to show it. So I can go over here. I can say, let's search for Docker Hub SQL Server. And here we go. Here's our MS SQL in Docker. And then all I've got to do, if I run this command right here from my command prompt, that will download SQL Server and start it up. I can zoom that up a little bit if you want.
Interesting. So basically,
this is saying Docker run, accept the EULA. I have to give it an SA password for my account. And then I give it some ports. And then I give it the image of the SQL Server image in Docker Hub.
Yep.
So this command, when you run it from command prompt, will basically go and download SQL Server.
So when you say download, when you say download SQL Server,
it downloads the container.
The container with SQL Server in it.
The container that Microsoft's already built with SQL Server inside of it. The cool thing is, from running that command to having SQL Server running on fast internet like we are here, I think it was a minute.
Are you seriously?
I'm serious. So I was able to download, install a SQL Server, and start using it in about a minute.
Really?
And then when
I'm done, plug into your application,
And then plug it to my application, and then when I'm done with it, I just delete the container, and the SQL Server is gone. So there is no, it took over my machine or it had services or any of those kinds of things. And this is where this container stuff is just amazing.
Yeah.
So we'll do a final piece of this.
Sure.
Cloud show group. So I'm going to create, let's see if these don't exist. What I'm doing here is I'm basically saying, the first one is Azure thinks of things in a resource group. So I'm going to group things together. So I created a resource group. The next thing is I'm going to run this in App Service. So I need a cloud show plan. I need a plan. I need to tell App Service what size VM do I want. So I said I want it to run in the West on an S1 VM. And then finally, I was saying before, there's a container registry. So let me do this, cloud show reg. So all I've done is I want to make sure I create new ones here.
Yeah.
So I've got my web application, I've got my Azure subscription, I've got my resource group, which groups everything together, my app service plan, what size VM am I going to use, and my registry. So I've said those things. Now when I press the create button, now this might take 30 or 40 seconds the first time I do this because we're going out to the live cloud. We're creating a resource group, we're creating an app service for Linux, and we're creating a container registry.
Yep.
So I'm going to go create a bunch of hardware in the cloud.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool because, you know, this is the first time you do this, it takes a while. Because it's going to go make stuff. But it's not going to take like 10 minutes. This is going to happen in
30, 40 seconds.
A minute or two. This will all happen.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, Visual Studio will then take the container image it just built, ship it up to the registry. And then as soon as it's in the registry, the App Service Linux is actually watching the registry and will pull that file down from the registry, and then my app is running in Azure App Service for Linux.
Oh, man. Just within minutes, which is awesome. Oh, my goodness. What's that?
You can switch back if you want. So you notice now, let me go back to the VS.
Oh, sorry.
If you go back here, so what happened? Yep. All that stuff's now created.
Yep.
So it took about a minute, I think, to create all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's building my application. You see it's running those same Docker commands because it's actually going to build that Docker image. That's done. And now this pop-up is what we're doing is we actually ran a Docker CLI command.
Ah, okay.
And so you'll start seeing some stuff scroll by here because now we've provisioned everything. We built a local copy. Now what'll happen is it'll run the command prompt here, and when that's done, the actual image will be up in the cloud.
Jeez.
If you want to switch back to us.
Now, and subsequent, if I'm making changes, since everything's built, it won't take that long, just like everything, right? Because we don't have to go pre-build all the resource group and the container
thing. Yeah, the second time, once again, like all these things, the second time through is always going to be, you know, quite a bit faster than the first time through. It's actually finishing some of the publishing now. But anyways, you see the idea of this is basically I'm trying to take Docker and Azure Cloud and make them super, super awesome.
Yeah.
And we did a quick demo of what that workflow can look like.
Yep.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is an area that we desperately care about. And you know, it's something that we want to continue to make better and better in Visual Studio. But what I'll tell folks that are watching the show, watch the Visual Studio launch event tomorrow. I think I took all your time, by the way.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Watch the Visual Studio launch event tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can grab these same bits that I just demoed today.
Yep.
And you could go through this exact same demo publishing to the cloud. And so please try it.
Yeah.
And give me feedback. I'd love to be able to, you know, as I said, in a future show, it'd be fun to come back in here and show that SQL Server scenario.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I can show it both on a Windows machine and on a Mac.
Okay.
Because it's really impressive on a Mac to sit there and go, hey, as a Macintosh user, I would always install MySQL or Postgres because that's what you would expect in the Mac world. But it's pretty crazy when under 2 minutes I can get a SQL Server running on a Mac. And that's just part of our push, our open source cross-platform cloud push that you see us
that's
doing
awesome.
At Microsoft.
Yeah, totally worth it. Doesn't matter how much time you took. That was totally awesome and totally worth it, completely worth it. So the next show we've got Kirill coming in to talk DocumentDB, but maybe after that, that'd be awesome. I'd love to see that.
Let's make the one after that.
Okay.
This tech.
Yeah.
And I will show it. So
very nice. Okay, so we still
have 2 minutes left. So while you're talking, it's just about finished over here.
We'll go back when it's done. So one of the interesting, I'll make one announcement. Microsoft has been pushing really hard. If you're familiar with the you talk about the Linux stuff, and they just released CTP 1.3 SQL Server on Linux. And I think one of the things that they're talking about is what they did in CTP 1.3. I do this show called Data Exposed, and I've had the guys on that have been, building Linux, SQL Server on Linux, and they keep doing, they just phenomenal shows about, how they put SQL Server on Linux and kind of the thought process. And they just announced release CTP 1.3 of SQL Server vNext, and it already has always-on availability groups on Linux.
So
right?
one of the cool things about the SQL Server container stuff is one of the things the team has continued to work on.
Yeah.
Is getting the start time for that to be even faster. So, meaning that when you start it up, a couple months ago, it actually took a minute or so to actually handle the request when you first started up.
Yep.
It's now down to about 5 seconds.
Is it really?
So it's pretty amazing that you download that container image, and then very quickly afterwards, it's running. Keep talking for 1 second. Yep. We'll flip back and I'll show you the final results of this.
Cool. But there's a lot of interesting things because things like the high availability disaster recovery stuff. They announced one of the other things that they did, they did this old analysis from Gardner, and SQL Server continues to lead in the market with advanced security and SQL Server 2016. So this whole push around vNext, and they noticed, and I was talking to Rohan about this. The number of downloads already of SQL Server vNext has surpassed all the downloads previously, like SQL Server 2016, and that was a huge one. But they looked at vNext and went, bam, and just the number of downloads from that already, and we're at just CTP 1.3 already, and there's the number of downloads of that vNext just is blowing everybody out of the water.
So switch me back.
Okay.
Here's my app running in app service. You can see this from the URL.
Okay.
So I'm running on a Linux container in app service. I brought the portal up while we were talking as well.
Yep.
So here's my resource group. Here's my storage account. That's actually where the images are stored in the registry.
Yep.
Here's my plan. Here's my app. Right here.
Okay.
So I'm just showing you in just a couple minutes on our demo. There's an app service Linux.
Yep.
There's a plan. There's a registry. All done there.
So within 2 minutes.
Two or three minutes,
you just had...
I built a bunch of cloud stuff. I've got containers running in the cloud. I'm on Linux, which .NET's not even supposed to run on.
That is just awesome. This is mind-boggling. I love watching this stuff. This is so cool. I will be watching the announcements tomorrow.
Watch the announcements tomorrow.
That is awesome. All right, I know you got to go. We're out of time. This was awesome. I cannot wait until the sequel one.
Yeah.
That just blows me away. All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for watching, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Thanks much.